1. The Marantia Transit. At 2:45 Sunday morning, the Paradise Incarnation Commission, consisting of 7 unidentified Paradise personalities, arrived on the scene and immediately deployed themselves about the tomb. At 3:10, intense vibrations of commingled material and Marantia activities began to issue from Joseph's new tomb, and at 3:02 this Sunday morning, April 9, A.D. 30, the resurrected Marantia form and personality of Jesus of Nazareth came forth from the tomb. After the resurrected Jesus emerged from his burial tomb, the body of flesh in which he had lived and wrought on earth for almost 36 years was still lying there in the sepulchre niche, undisturbed and wrapped in the linen sheet, just as it had been laid to rest by Joseph and his associates on Friday afternoon. Neither was the stone before the entrance of the tomb in any way disturbed. The seal of Pilate was still unbroken. The soldiers were still on guard. The temple guards had been on continuous duty. The Roman guard had been changed at midnight. None of these watchers suspected that the object of their vigil had risen to a new and higher form of existence, and that the body which they were guarding was now a discarded outer covering which had no further connection with the delivered and resurrected Marantia personality of Jesus. Mankind is slow to perceive that, in all that is personal, matter is the skeleton of Marantia, and that both are the reflected shadow of enduring spirit reality. How long before you will regard time as the moving image of eternity and space as the fleeting shadow of paradise realities? As far as we can judge, no creature of this universe nor any personality from another universe had anything to do with this Marantia resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. On Friday he laid down his life as a mortal of the realm. On Sunday morning he took it up again as a Marantia being of the system of Satania in Norlaciadec. There is much about the resurrection of Jesus which we do not understand, but we know that it occurred as we have stated and at about the time indicated. We can also record that all known phenomena associated with this mortal transit or Marantia resurrection occurred right there in Joseph's new tomb, where the mortal material remains of Jesus lay wrapped in burial cloths. We know that no creature of the local universe participated in this Marantia awakening. We perceived the 7 personalities of Paradise surround the tomb, but we did not see them do anything in connection with the Master's awakening. Just as soon as Jesus appeared beside Gabriel, just above the tomb, the 7 personalities from Paradise signalized their intention of immediate departure for Uversa. Let us forever clarify the concept of the resurrection of Jesus by making the following statements. 1. His material or physical body was not a part of the resurrected personality. When Jesus came forth from the tomb, his body of flesh remained undisturbed in the sepulchre. He emerged from the burial tomb without moving the stones before the entrance and without disturbing the seals of Pilate. 2. He did not emerge from the tomb as a spirit, nor as Michael of Nebadon. He did not appear in the form of the Creator Sovereign, such as he had had before his incarnation in the likeness of mortal flesh on Urantia. 3. He did come forth from this tomb of Joseph in the very likeness of the Marantia personalities of those who, as resurrected Marantia ascendant beings, emerged from the resurrection halls of the first mansion world of this local system of Satania. And the presence of the Michael Memorial in the center of the vast court of the resurrection halls of Mansonia No. 1 leads us to conjecture that the Master's resurrection on Urantia was in some way fostered on this, the first of the system mansion worlds. The first act of Jesus on arising from the tomb was to greet Gabriel and instruct him to continue in executive charge of universe affairs under Emmanuel, and then he directed the chief of the Melchizedeks to convey his brotherly greetings to Emmanuel. He thereupon asked the Most High Evidentia for the certification of the Ancients of Days as to his mortal transit, and turning to the assembled Marantia groups of the 7 mansion worlds here gathered together to greet and welcome their Creator as a creature of their order, Jesus spoke the first words of the post-mortal career. Said the Marantia Jesus, Having finished my life in the flesh, I would tarry here for a short time in transition form, that I may more fully know the life of my ascendant creatures, and further reveal the will of my Father in paradise." After Jesus had spoken, he signaled to the personalized adjuster and all universe intelligences who had been assembled on Urantia to witness the resurrection were immediately dispatched to their respective universe assignments. Jesus now began the contacts of the Urantia level, being introduced as a creature to the requirements of the life he had chosen to live for a short time on Urantia. This initiation into the Urantia world required more than an hour of Earth time, and was twice interrupted by his desire to communicate with his former associates in the flesh, as they came out from Jerusalem, wonderingly, to peer into the empty tomb to discover what they considered evidence of his resurrection. Now, as the mortal transit of Jesus, the Urantia resurrection of the Son of Man, completed, the transitory experience of the Master as a personality midway between the material and the spiritual has begun. And he has done all this through power inherent within himself. No personality has rendered him any assistance. He now lives as Jesus of Urantia, and as he begins this Urantia life, the material body of his flesh lies there undisturbed in the tomb. The soldiers are still on guard, and the seal of the governor about the rocks has not yet been broken.